Today's Shir Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis on the last line. Our Gemara continues discussing the halachas under which circumstances we do or don't make a year into a leap year. And says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanon, Eim Abnes Hashana B'Shnei Ravin. We don't declare a hungry year as a leap year. So as Rashi explains, because as we know, until the second day of Pesach, when they brought the Karban Omer, they weren't allowed to eat from the Chodesh, from the new grain. So in a situation where there's a shortage, it's a hunger year, you don't want to extend the Isser Chodesh for another month. Other Rishonim, along the same lines of Rashi, say certainly the longer the Isser Chodesh is in place, the more likely the price of grain will go up. We certainly don't want to have a situation where prices continue to skyrocket. Tanya, the Gemara brings a brisa to support this din. Rabbi Omer, the Pasuk says in Malachim, Vishba Mebal Shalisha. A man came from the city of Baal Shalisha. V'yovel ish alakim lechem bikurim, esrim lechem sa'irim. He brought 20 loaves out of barley bread. Says the Gemara, there's no place in Eretz Yisrael that ripens its fruit earlier than Baal Shlisha. Faf became, and even though Baal Shlisha is the place where the fruits, the produce, ripen quickest, like Bikra Element Echad, only one type of species ripened, barley. Shemitah Mechitim, maybe it was wheat, which typically ripens later in the season. Tamalai Mesoyrim. So the Pasuk says it was barley. Shemitimer, if you suggest it was Lifnei Hoimer, it was early in the season, yet before the Karban Omer was brought. Tamalaimer, Tein La'am V'yoichlu, that they could eat this bread. If it was before the Karban Omer was brought, it couldn't be eaten. Because Halach is, as I said earlier, you can't eat from the Chadash until the Omer is brought. Acha Omer Haya. It must be that we have a situation where it was after the Karban Omer was brought. Eremata. So it must be. Ruya Hayis Oysa Shadash Tis Aber. This was a perfect situation where the year should be made into a leap year. Amnei Maloi Ibra. Why indeed was it not made into a leap year? Amnei Maloi Ibra Alisha. Why didn't Alisha make it into a leap year? Shishnas Betzuras Haisa. It was a hungry year. And as we said at the beginning of this year, Vayakul Ratzon Beis Agronis, and we don't want to make a hungry year a leap year. Ask Taisus that we learned in our previous year that there are three reasons why a year should be made into leap year. Aviv, Tkufa, and Peres Elam. So absolutely, as the Pasuk clearly indicates, this was a year where the grain ripened late, which means Aviv. But that isn't enough of a reason. It's only one reason. We need more than one reason to make a year into leap year. So Tosfos answers, if we have a situation that only barley is only ripened in Baal Shlisha, in a place where, as the Gemara identifies, produce typically ripens early, certainly no other produce, Peres Elan, ripened, and now we have two reasons to make it into a leap year. So ask Tysus, and how do we know they didn't make it into a leap year? So Tysus answers, if it would have been a leap year, it's inconceivable, suggests Tysus, that we should extend the year by a month and only have barley and nothing else available. That the Pasuk says nothing else was available. It must be they didn't make it a leap year. Why? Because as the Gemara teaches us, it was a hungry year. Masha asks, we're going to learn soon the halacha is that a Shemitah year is made into a leap, not made into a leap year. So maybe this was a Shemitah year, says the Masha. The Pasuk says that to Elisha was brought Lechem Bikurim. And during the Shemitah year, Bikurim is not brought. So it's obvious that that wasn't the reason why they didn't make it into a leap year. Furthermore, a very important concept that will come up in our shir. Our Gemara is saying that because it was a leap year, because it was a hungry year, you couldn't make it into a leap year. What would be the halacha if it was made into a leap year? B'dievet, will it be a leap year or not? So the Rishonim say that unless the Gemara, as it soon will, says explicitly that even b'dievet, a declaration of a leap year is not valid, in any other situation, even though, of course, we're supposed to follow the halacha that the Gemara teaches us, if one didn't follow the halacha is that the leap year is it's considered the b'dievet a leap year. Machloikas Rishonim, how to understand our Gemara? Our Gemara says that we can't declare a hunger year a leap year. So the Yad Ramah says we have to understand the Gemara Pashup Shat, that even if all the reasons for declaring it a leap year exist, a hunger year is not a leap year. That's the Yad Ramah's explanation. Mi'iri says as follows. We learned yesterday, we quoted the opinion of the Rambam, that Kufa, and we'll discuss this more in Mitzvah tomorrow's year, that if it turns out that the Yontif, Pesach, Sukkot, come out in the wrong season, that is a very strong year for declaring a leap year. And that's a very clear reason, because it's a fact. So says the Mi'iri. For the other reasons that we've identified, that we could declare a year a leap year, if it's a hungry year, don't make it a leap year. But if it's a situation where it's a year that is a kufa, there's an issue with the season, even though it's a hungry year, we can make it a leap year. The Rambam has a third opinion. He says that we remember what we learned in our previous year, as I said at the beginning of our year today, Aviv, Tkufa, Paris, Elan, are all reasons midaraisa that we could consider a year a leap year. Says the Rambam, that applies even in a hungry year. But in our previous year, we also started learning the Gemara that gave other new reasons for making year into leap year. The birds aren't mature, the animals aren't mature, the roads aren't in good shape. All of those reasons, says the Rambam, which in normal years, as we discussed in the previous year, are reasons, or could it be at least part of a reason, to make a year a leap year. In a hungry year, they don't apply. But the standard halacha of Aviv, Tkufas HaShana, Peres Ilan, stays in place even during the leap year. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Eim Armas HaShana, Lefnei Rosh HaShana. We shouldn't declare a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. Why? So Rishonim give essentially two explanations. One is, it's hard for us to understand, but they didn't live in a world of calendars. So if you don't have a calendar, and the leap year is declared a leap year so early, you may forget till Adar Sheni comes around that it's a leap year. And you may end up not celebrating Pesach in the right time. You think there's only one other. It's a chametz. So that's why you don't want to announce that the year is a leap year too early in the season. Another pshat, interesting pshat, is as follows. If they're going to declare that the year is a leap year in Elul, there are meratzim. And they'll think, you know what it means to make a year a leap year? They'll say that you make two Eluls. And then they're going to have all the Yom Tovim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot in the wrong time. And because of that, don't make a leap year only after Rosh Hashanah. Again, Tana Rabbanan, Eima Armas Hashanah Fnei Rosh Hashanah. V'mebrua, and if somebody does declare it under such circumstances, the halacha is Enum Uberes. Even with the evidence, not valid. As I said earlier, here the Gemara says clearly it's not valid even with the evidence. And the Zeichi Yitzchak says a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. We quoted yesterday the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ela me'ade Hashem, asher tikra oisam b'may adam." And the Gemara explains, "Al tikra oisam el atam, atam afil shogim, atam afil mezidim." What Bezdin declares is always valid. Says the Zeichi Yitzchak, pshat now Gemara, that just like Bezdin has the ability to declare a year a leap year, even if they're making a mistake, what they did is valid. Similarly, Chazal have the ability to say that even if Bezdin had a good reason to do what they did, it's not valid. The koyach of Chazal. And here Chazal said, v'mebrua einu muberes. Question that I saw is, the Gemara clearly says that you can't make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah you can. What about if you made a leap year on Rosh Hashanah? You declare the year leap year on Rosh Hashanah. What would be the din? So I saw that the Rishonim suggest as follows. That Al Gemar just said that if you make a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, it's totally invalid. After Rosh Hashanah, it's fine. On Rosh Hashanah, l'chatchili, you shouldn't do it, but b'diyev, it's fine. Avul b'pnei etchak, if there's a reason to do it immediately, ma'abnoi soy ach Rosh Hashanah miyad. So we can declare a leap year right after Rosh Hashanah. What is the reason that's a tchak? So most Mefarshim explain that it's a situation, let's say that the Nasi, who has to participate in declaring the year a leap year, had to travel away, so he needs to be there. So that's why we do it immediately. Another pshat that I saw is that we're afraid that the government won't let them declare a leap year later, so they want to take advantage when they still can. Now the Rishonim ask a very fundamental question. As we've been learning right today, our second shiur on the subject, there are specific reasons why we can make a year a leap year. Oviv, Tukufas Hashanah, Paris, Elan. So how can we know so early in the season, before Rosh Hashanah, what's going to be that we could declare the year a leap year so early? How do we know if the reasons for declaring a year a leap year will be there? So some Rishonim answer, going back to something I've discussed already in a previous year, the opinion of the Rambam, that for Tekufa alone, you can make a year a leap year. And here it's a situation where they did the calculation that they saw Pesach, Sukkot, will come out in the wrong season. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that referring to a situation where they have a track record from a couple of years that it's been bad fruit, the grain hasn't ripened on time, so they have every reason to believe that that will be the case here too. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is referring to a situation where actually they don't know, they can't know what's going to be. But the question of the Gemara is that perhaps they can make it a leap year al tanai with a condition that if these reasons come up, then we're already saying from now it should be a leap year. And our Gemara says before Rosh Hashanah, we can't do it. V'mebrua enemu beres. Avol v'pnei etchak, if it's an emergency situation, as we explained, me'abru no'isa achra chashana miyad. Immediately after Rosh Hashanah, we could declare it. However, says the Gemara, v'afi b'kein, no matter when we declare that the year is a leap year, e'me'abrum el other. We only make other to be the extra month. Ask the Gemara, and Tosfos says, why? How do we know that Adar is the month that we make into the second month? Because Tosfos quotes the Pasuk and Megillas Esther. The Pasuk says, L'chodesh Neimasu Hu Chodesh Adar, that the Pasuk declares that Adar is always the 12th month. Now, if there's a leap year and another month can be declared an extra month, so Adar isn't always the 12th month. It must be that Adar is the month that could be the extra month. Ask the Gemara, is this true? That we never declare a year as a leap year before Rosh Hashanah. V'shal chalei l'Rava. The following message was sent to Rava. And the way to understand the following message was they lived under the threat of the Roman Empire. And therefore, when they wanted to send Rava this message, they had to send it to him in a code that shouldn't be understood. And the message went as follows. Zug bar Merekes. A pair of Edom have come from Rekes. Rekes is Tveria. The Tafsu Nasser, they're under the control of the Nesha. Nesha means the eagle. Eagle means the Roman Empire. Ubiyodim Dvarim HaNasa B'Luz. And in their hands are things that are made in Luz. What is made in Luz? Tcheles. So why was the Tcheles mentioned? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, people think that only food needs a hechsher. It's not true. Tzitzis also need a hechsher. So here they were sending them tchelis. But they were sending Rava tchelis. Now how will Rava know that the tchelis for the tzitzis that he's receiving is kosher tchelis? So they said, this pair of people have a hechsher. They're trustworthy people. Another pshat is that the schus of the mitzvah of stock of tzitzis, the schus of the mitzvah of tchelis is what will help them be able to survive. V'schus harachmim v'schusam, and the schus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmim, and in their schus, again, the schus of the Metzitzis, others say the schus of Rava, Yotze Mishalom, they'll be able to, they've left in peace. V'musei Yirechei Nachshon, Bikshu L'Royin Etzav Echad. The descendants of Nachshon, Nachshon we know is the Nasi of Shevet Yudah, and as we've been learning, the Nasi has to participate in the declaration of a year as a leap year. Bikshu L'Kvaya Nitzav Echad wanted to add another month to the year. V'loy Nicham Adoy Mihaloz, but the Roman Empire didn't let. Why didn't the Roman Empire let? So some explain because the Roman Empire didn't want to give us religious freedom. Others explain that if there's a leap year, so the year is extended, and they pay taxes according to the Jewish year, so the Roman Empire is going to have to wait another month to get their taxes. Ava Bali Asufis Nasu, Bali Asufis referred to the Talmid HaChamim, the Kavla and the Tziv Echad, and they added another month, the Yerech Shemes by Aaron Kohen. In the month that Aaron passed away, which month did Aaron pass away? In Av. So ask the Gemara, isn't it clear from here that in Av, which is clearly before Rosh Hashanah, they could already declare a year to be a leap year? Answers the Gemara, Chshuvi Mechashvi. To make a cheshbon, to make a decision that they're going to make it into a leap year, they could do before Rosh Hashanah. However, Gluya Loy Magla, they don't tell anybody till after Rosh Hashanah. Machloikas Rishonim, when the Gemara says here that we could already make the cheshbon before Rosh Hashanah, if the year should be a leap year, is that only b'shas atchak, or is that even or is that under all circumstances to make the calculation? Furthermore, I saw a very nice pshat. Why did they specifically gather an ov to make this decision if it should be a leap year? So I saw the mefarshim say a beautiful pshat. We just learned and we know that the halacha is the what is a leap year, an extra other. What does other represent? Adar represents simcha. Yishenachnas Adar, marvim b'simcha. Av, the month of Av is just the opposite of Adar. Yishenachnas Av, mematin b'simcha. So they wanted to gather in a time where the government would not suspect that they're thinking about simcha. They're thinking about Adar. What's the time that they're least likely to be thinking about Adar? Av. So that's why they took that month to be the time to make this decision. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, the high Netziv Lishna de Yarkahu, how do we know that Netziv, as we explained, means a month? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, regarding Shlomo HaMelech, Ulishlomo Shneim Esa Netzivim, Shlomo had 10 appointed individuals, Akol Yisrael, V'kilkul Asa Melech V'asa Noshev, Chodesh B'shana. So there was a Netziv for each month. So when see Netzivim correspond to the month. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that Tziv corresponds to the month? There's another pasuk that says that Tziv Echad Shabbat, there's only one Tziv. And the Tziv corresponds to the month. We know there's more than one month to the year. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachman, Charam Echem Emun Al Kulam, that even though there was a Tziv for every month, there was somebody on top of all of those Tzivim. Another pshat connected Chodesh Iber. It means that if there's an Iber year, if it's a leap year, we have 30 months. And that's what this extra Netziv represents when there's an extra month. Tana Abonim, says the Braisa, Eim Amis Hashanah, Lem Hashanah L'Chavertam. Machlekes Rishonim, what this means. Rashi explains as follows. Rashi says that let's say they decide, they see, it's going to be necessary to make next year a leap year. So they choose to make this year a leap year. That's unacceptable. If your next year has to be a leap year, wait till next year. Tosfos disputes Rashi's pshat. He says, of course, if next year has to be a leap year, why would I want to make this year a leap year? Tosfos says what the Gemara means is that we can't even sit this year in deliberation to decide that next year should be a leap year. V'loy shalosh shanim zuachazu. Neither can we make 3 years consecutively a leap year. Why? But if we make 3 consecutive years a leap year, you're going to end up having Pesach in the middle of the summer and Sukkot in the middle of the winter. And that's an unacceptable situation. So we don't make a leap year that late in the year. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Masa Rabbi Kiva, there was a situation with Rabbi Kiva Shechovish Bebeis Asurim. He was imprisoned in jail. V'ibishol Shonim Zuachazu. And he made 3 years a leap year. We just said that you don't. Amaloi V'sham Raya. Desdin Yoshvu V'kovos Achas Achas Bezmanoi. So Rashi says two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat Rashi says it like this. That the Gemara's question is that you're not allowed to make three, that the Gemara just passed and you're not allowed to make 3 years consecutively a leap year. Here we see that they did. So he answers the Gemara, they didn't make 3 consecutive years a leap year. What happened was that he sat in jail and he said, this year, and then maybe a couple of years later will be a leap year, and a couple of years afterward. But not that he meant to say that each year should be a leap year. Each 3 consecutive years should be a leap year. That's one pshat of Rashi. Another pshat of Rashi is that even though Rabbi Akiva gave them guidance that they should make these 3 years leap years, it wasn't that he was paskening, that it was a final decision that those years should be a leap year. He was telling them, I think that those years should be a leap year. But the years weren't actually declared and identified as leap years until Besdin each time made that declaration. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Eimah Amas Hashana Lo B'Shviyas. We don't make a Shemitah year into a leap year. Reason being, because, two reasons. They're not allowed to work the field during the leap year. So, we don't want to extend that Isser. Another pshat is that the Chodosh is Usser until they bring an extra month. And in a Shemitah year, we don't want to delay there's anyway a shortage. We don't want to delay being able to eat the new grain. V'loy b'matzei shviyas, not the year after Shemitah. Why not? Because the year after Shemitah, they didn't work the field during the 7th year. And the 8th year, the produce isn't yet ready. So they're relying on the produce from the 6th year. How long could that produce last? So you don't want to again extend the Isser Chadash more than you have to. And that's why they don't make the year after Shemitah into a leap year. Amos said, Regina Aber, what is a typical month that's made into a leap year? Erev Shviyas. On the contrary, the year before the Shemitah, they want to work the field as much as possible to be able to have the store. So you want to make that year a longer year. Says the Gemara, however, Shabbos of Gamliel, the base of Gamliel, Hoyim Abram and Matzah Shviyas. They would make the eighth year a leap year. What is the machloikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Gamliel? It says, remember, pluk to the Hani Tanoi. The Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Emevim Yerek Mechutzlarets. We're not allowed to import from Chutzlarets that you sell vegetables. Rabbi Nisainu, but the Rabbi Nisainu, Hitiru said, which represents the base of Gamliel, said that you may. My Benayu, what is the basis of the Machloikis? Omer Yemi Choshin Legushem Ik Benayu. Which means as follows. The Gemara says, Mesecht Nedorim, and other Mesechtis, that Chazal declared Tuma al Eretz Amin, that the foreign lands, not Eretz Yisrael, are Tumi. The question now is, if we're going to import vegetables from Chutzlarts, do we need to be concerned that along with those vegetables will come clods of earth? According to the Mandam, says that we have to be concerned about that, so we can't import vegetables to Eretz Yisrael. So in the 8th year, we're really facing a shortage. And that's why we don't make the 8th year into leap year. However, Rabbi Gamliel says we're not worried about earth coming along with the vegetables. So what are you worried in the 8th year? You won't have what to eat at the straw? No problem. You can import vegetables from Chutz Laretz, and we're not worried that clods of earth will come along. What type of tumah is there on the clods of earth? We have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that those clods of earth a metamet tumas oil. And Tosfos says that's too much to say that the clods of earth from Chutz Laretz are metamet this very serious tumah of tumas oil, which is only usually by a mace or by a avodah zara. And therefore Tosfos says it's only metamet tumas maga v'masa, if you actually touch it or carry it. Although I saw a beautiful pshat for Michael Feinstein, Chayin Levracha, he says there are really two types of tumas oil. Trying to create a situation with his domachlokes Rashi and Tosfos. He says one type of tumas oil is that you're in the same room, in the same house as something that's tameh. Another type of tumas oil is where you're bending over something that's tameh, or it's directly above you. So he says as follows. Even Rashi, and he says Taisus will agree, that says that the clods of earth from Chutz La'aretz have a tumas oil, he doesn't mean that if you're in the same room as that clod of earth, you'll be matam tumas oil. Doesn't mean to be that strict. It means that if you lean over such a clod, or it is directly over you, that is considered a higher level, a more serious type of tumas oil, and could be Taisus will agree. And now we have no machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Continues the Gemara. Tarabonim. Eimam Sashana of Neatoma. Nala, if we have a concern that most of Klal Yisrael, and we're going to discuss this at length, will be Tameh on Pesach, we can't make the year into leap year. So here is an obvious question. As we're going to learn, and on the base, you can't make a year a leap year after Adar. Once Nisan begins, it's too late. So how could there be concern of Tumah? From Rosh Chodesh Nisan till Pesach, there's at least 14 days. So even if you're Tumah, you have time to be Matar yourself. So what's the Gemara saying? That because of Tumah, we should or shouldn't make into leap year. What kind of situation is that? So many Rishonim say it's referring to the following situation. It's referring to a situation where somebody with a Nasi is very, very sick. And it seems that he's going to die right before Pesach. And the Aloch is that when the Nasi passes away, everybody has to become Tamei. And that's the situation where the Gemara is saying that we should make the year a leap year under those circumstances. Another explanation that I saw is that as the Pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, they didn't necessarily bury the Nesim right away. So he died in Adar, where they could still make the year a leap year, but they didn't bury him till later, and they're going to be Tameh on Pesach. And now the question is, should we or shouldn't make it a leap year to avoid them being Tameh on Pesach? Another pshat that I saw is that we know when they become Tameh, they have to go through the Parah Aduma process. And as the Gemara says, it was very hard to find a Parah Aduma and create those ashes. And they don't have Parah Aduma, they're Tameh, but they have no way of getting out of the Tumah. And the question is that a good reason to make the year a leap year or not? And the Gemara is saying is, we don't make the year a leap year for that reason. Eima Abram as a Shana Mnei Tumah. Yes, if we're faced with such a situation, the Gemara is going to explain this machloikus more at length than on the days. Ma'abram. Says the Gemara, Amar Behuda, Maisa Bechizkiya Melch Yehuda. There was a situation with Chizkiya, who was Melch Yehuda, Shivas Hashana of Nei Tumah. There was a situation of Tumah, and he made the year into leap year. What was the Tumah? What was the Tumah? So, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim suggest that we know Chizkiya's father, Achaz, was a terrible Rasha, and we said a moment ago that Avodah Zarah is Metama, so all of Klal Yisrael was coming from the Avodah Zarah that they were worshipping. And that's why he made the year a leap year to make Pesach later. Another pshat, says Taisvis, called to Yerushalmi, that they found the head of Aroina HaYavusi, that was the person who David HaMelech purchased the Makom HaMikdash from, on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash was Tamei. Very difficult pshat. David HaMelech had built the Beis HaMikdash hundreds of years before. Now they find the head of Aroina HaYavusi. I mean, Shlomo David had bought the place hundreds of years before. Now they find the head. Where was the head till now? And also, if that was indeed the case, does that mean that all the Kabbanists that were brought from the time of Shlomo HaMelech until Chizkiyah were disqualified because they were brought out of Mizbeach that had this head of Aroina HaYavusi under it? And another question. Aroina HaYavusi was a guy. So the Chasam Sofer tackles these questions. And he says that Yerushalayim was made up, and I think archaeologists have confirmed this, of many tunnels. So when, in all the years, until Achaz, Chizkiya's father, they properly protected the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mizbeach was built in a way that it was closed off from anything that could roll into under the Mizbeach. But as I said a moment ago, Achaz didn't care about the Beis HaMikdash, and he let it deteriorate. And the foundation of Mizbeach got a breach, and the head of Aroin HaYavusi rolled under the Mizbeach, but it only happened in Achaz's time, not in all the years prior to Achaz. But now the other question I ask still comes. Aroin HaYavusi was a guy. So it's Machlokes how to answer that question. Some say that Aroin HaYavusi was a Ger Toshev, and a Ger Toshev is Metama. And others say, from here we see that a guy is Metama. Where does the question come up? The question comes up, the Pais can discuss, I don't want to pass the Shaila, I just want to raise the Shaila. If a Kayan could study to be a doctor, let's say he goes to a medical school where, you have to work with corpses, that's how they learn the biology, the anatomy, but most of the corpses, if you're not to Israel specifically, or you're not in a place where there are many Jews, are Goyim, so you don't have to worry about it. The question is that true? Or, perhaps, as the Al-Gemara seems to indicate, Aroin HaYavusi, who was a guy, Tosfos quoting the Yerushalmi, was Metama. So we see that even a guy is Metama. Now, Chassam Sofer says we could understand was the head. Because what Chassam Sofer says, what happened here was it rolled. What is the most likely part of the body to roll? Gilgoyle, his head. Amr Yehuda. Ma'is b'chizkiyah melch Yehuda. Shehi ibris ha-shodim b'nei ha-tuma. He made the year into leap year because of tuma. U'bikesh rachm ha-mal atzmai. And he davened. The ksiv kimar b'sa'om. Most of the people, rabbis me'afraim ha-menashe, yusach v'zvolen lo yitaru, weren't tar, ki ochvu as ha-pesach b'loy k'kosef. So in order to avoid eating the current Pesach with tuma, kispala ha-chizkiyah leim leim ha-shem ha-toiv, Yichapa ba'adai. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imnei tuma ibrua. If the reason Chizki made it into leap year was because most of the people were tamei, whereas that's not a problem. So why did Chizki feel that he did wrong that he asked for a kapara? Umnei ma bikei shrachem al atzmai, shem abram el adar. As we said, you only can make a leap year in adar for who ibn nisim and nisim. He made it a leap year after it was already nisim. Tomorrow we'll explain this a little more soon. Rav Shimon, Yehudah Shimon, Neshe Yisiyas Yisrael, last Pesach Sheni. He advised Klai Yisrael to make a Pesach Sheni when there was no reason to make a Pesach Sheni. Why? And this is very important as we get to the next Gemara. Even though we know, the Pasuk teaches us, that if people are Tomei and Pesach Rishon, then they breathe, that they make a Pesach Sheni, that's only if most of Klai Yisrael is Tohar. But if most of Klai Yisrael is Tamei, then they bring the current Pesach and Pesach Rishon. Here, most of Klai Yisrael was Tamei, so they should have brought a Pesach Rishon. Chizki's mistake was that he told them to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Another Gemara starts to analyze this machlokes. Amar Yehuda. Amar Mar. Yehuda Amar Marvin. Yehuda says that if most people are Tamei, so what we should do is make it into a leap year, so that we can have a situation that most people will be Tamei, will be tar by Pesach time. As I just said a moment ago, if most people are Tamei, they bring the current Pesach on Pesach Rishon, on the real Pesach. But there's a famous Gemara, we've discussed it ourselves many times. How does the Halacha view this situation? One opinion is Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, another opinion is Tumah Dechuy B'tzibur. What does that mean? Tumah Hutra B'tzibur means that it's perfectly fine if people are Tamei. Another opinion is Tumah Dechuya. Yes, as I said, the Halacha is clearly that if most people are Tamei, then everybody brings their carbon on the first Pesach. But it's something that we do reluctantly. If we could avoid it, we avoid it. So that's how the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Yes, the Halacha is if most people are Tamei, we could bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach. But it's not something that we're happy about. And therefore, we can make the year a leap year and avoid doing this. It's what we do. And there's a fantastic Shuvah Shvus Yaakov based on this Gemara. He was asked the following question. It's Sukkos in the morning, and somebody brings you Dal and Minim. Kosher Dal and Minim. But you know if you wait, you'll get nicer. Should you wait or nice or not? So he uses Al Gemara to teach us that you should wait. Because Al Gemara says, where you could do something better, we should do it better. And that's why here, that's why Tumah Dechuy B'tzibur, and he says, wait. There's a Trumas HaDeshet, that speaks about a question that comes up to all of us. The question is, when to say Kiddush Levana? We know the halacha is that the preferable time to say Kiddush Levana is Matzoy Shabbos. The halacha is because that's when we dress nice and we feel good about ourselves. Now the question is, you could be Mekadosh Levana earlier, but it's not Matzoy Shabbos. What should you do? So the Gra says, as soon as you could do it, do it. But the Truma Sadeshin says, no. And he uses Al Gemara as a raya. He says, Al Gemara is teaching us that if you could wait to do a mitzvah in a better way, wait. And that's why the Truma Sadeshin says as follows. If Matzoy Shabbos comes out before the 10th of the month, wait for Matzoy Shabbos. If Matzoy Shabbos is ready after the 10th of the month, now your window of being able to do Kiddush Levana is a short window, that's already too much of a chance, a risk you take, and do it before Matzoy Shabbos. Similar Shaila, very famous Shaila, that Ritvaz was asked. Ritvaz was asked to somebody, Rahman Slan, who's in jail. But he's able to get a furlough for one day. Should he go tomorrow morning and daven in shul, Shachris B'minyan? Or should he wait for Yom Kippur? Or should he wait for Purim, where there's more of an inyan to daven B'minyan? So Ritvaz considers, based on Al Gemara, that wait for Yom Kippur, wait for Purim. Chacham Tzvi disagrees. It all is around this question. That's why. Alma, so obviously, according to Yehuda, since we want to make the year a leap year, to avoid bringing the Karban Pesach B'tumma, obviously, Islay Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Tumat Chuyi B'tzivar. Ask the Gemara, for Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Tzitz. We know the Kohen Gadol wore Tzitz. And we know that the Tzitz, one of the things that the Tzitz accomplished is that if somebody brought a carbon B'tumma, it has the penalty to be Mechaper. So the Tanakam holds, Rav Shimon's opinion is, Ben Shiesh La Mitzchay, or Ben She'en La Mitzchay, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or not wearing it, Meratza. Divi Rabbi Shimon. Yudaymer, Oida Mitzchay, when he's wearing it, Meratza, Ein Oida Mitzchay, Ein Meratza. But if he's not wearing it, it doesn't have that ability. And the Brisk Rav adds that not only does the Kohen Gadol have to be wearing the tzitz for it to have this ability, he also has to be wearing all the big day kuhuna. Amalei Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon, in arguing against Yehuda's position, says, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim Yechiyach. The Kohen Gadol we know on Yom Kippur did not wear the tzitz. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol, when he went into Kodesh HaKadoshim, did not wear any of the big days off. Famous Gemara, Ein Kategor Nasas Anegor, not to remind of the Cheta Ego. And yet, She'en Al Mitzchah, so he's not wearing the tzitz. Yet, the halacha is, on Yom Kippur, it's no different than the rest of the year. Yom Kippur is no different than the rest of the year, that if there's a tum in the carbon, the tzitz is mechaper. So we see that argues Rav Shimon to Rav Yehuda, we see you don't have to be wearing the tzitz for it to be effective. Amalei Rav Yehuda, responds Rav Yehuda, Hanach Rav Yom Kippurim, you can't bring a raya for Yom Kippur. Why? Shetumahot B'tzibur. On Yom Kippur, the halacha is that if most of Klai Yisrael is Tomei, still the avoidus hayoim continues. And whenever people are Tomei, and you're allowed to do the avoidu B'tumah, because you can't do the avoid of Yom Kippur after Yom Kippur, just like you can't bring the Karban Pesach after Pesach, the halacha is Tumahot B'tzibur. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Tumah Hotcha B'tzibur. How are we saying Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Tumah T'chui B'tzibur? Ask the Gemara with Tameich. Tekshla Chui Gufa. Let's review the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said that if most of Klai Yisrael is Tameh Ma'abrim. We make the year Ibayar to avoid them bringing the carbon Pesach B'toma. Continues the Gemara. Continues Rabbi Yehuda, Vam Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'Chizki Melech Yehuda. There was an incident with Chizki Melech Yehuda. Shiva Sashonim and Neyatumi, he made the year leap because they were Tomei. Or Beich Kesh Rachman Atzmai. Why does he have to ask Rachman? Why does he have to daven? He did the right thing! According to Rabbi Yehuda, he did the right thing. Why is he davening? Ella, says the Mar, this is the way we have to understand the Braisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chsurim Ech Svachitani. Eim Aram Sashonim and Neyatumi. We don't make the year a leap year because they're Tomei. Why? There's no reason to. Tumah Hotcha B'tzibur. However, the Mebrua, if they did it, Me'uberis. It's fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einam Uberes. It's not fine. That is not a reason to make the year into a leap year. Why? Because it's Tumah Hotcha Betzibur. And if Tumah Hotcha Betzibur, there's no reason to make it a leap year. Vom Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya to his psak. Because Chizkiah Melech Yehuda made the year a leap year. Chizkiah Melech Yehuda made the year a leap year, which he shouldn't have done. Because Tumah Hotcha Betzibur. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, let's continue learning the Braisa. Rav Shimon Omer, Imam Ne'atibu Ibrua, Muberis, Hanatam Kama. So aren't Rav Shimon and Tanakama both saying the same thing? Obviously, their opinion is Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur, and therefore, you should make it into the leap year. How do we understand the Machlaikas? Amarava, Lechatchila, Hitubanayu. The Machlaikas between Tanakama and Rav Shimon is Lechatchila. Is Tumah a reason to make the year into leap year? Tanakam says L'chatchila it's a reason. Shimon says only B'diyavid. What's the Machlaikas? So the Yad Ramah says as follows. Everybody agrees Tumah D'chuy B'tzibur. And therefore, since Tumah D'chuy B'tzibur, we should make it into leap year. Tanakam's opinion. Rav Shimon, however, says that even though there's a concept of Tumah D'chuy B'tzibur, we don't want to bother Bezdin to get together and make it into a leap year. It's a Tirch on Bezdin. And therefore, it's only B'diyavid. Shagas Aryeh learns just the opposite. Shagas Aryeh says that Rav Shimon's opinion is the Tumah Hotcha Betzibur, it's mutter, but even though it's the Tumah Hotcha Betzibur, still Rav Shimon says it's even when Hotcha, it's not 100% Hotcha, and therefore b'di'evet if you push it off, it's fine. Tanya mihachi, Eimer Amos Hashanah Menei Tumah L'chatchila, Rav Shimon Eimer Ma'abrim. So according to these man the Amrim, that this is a reason to make the year into leap year. So what did Chizkiah do wrong? Why is he davening? She'ema Abrim el Adar. Because I always said you could only make the year a leap year in Adar. For who Ibn Nisim ben Nisim? Amar Mar. So now the Gemara analyzes this. That the Aloch is She'ema Abrim el Adar. We only declare an extra Adar month. For who Ibn Nisim ben Nisim? Ask the Gemara, how did Chizkiah make such a blatant mistake? You can't declare another month Nisan once it's Nisan. Answers the Gemara, the mistake Chizkiah made was Tabe de Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Eim Abim Sashana, B'yoyim Shloshim Shal Adar. You can't make the year an Ibiyar on the 30th day of Adar. Why? Hoyel, V'roy L'kav Nisan. Since that day could theoretically be Nisan, because we noticed, we discussed earlier in our parak, that the 30th day of a month could already be the first of the next month. So even though it isn't, it's still Adar, Shmuel says it's too late to make it into a leap year. Chizkiah's error was, however, Royal Yimrin. He didn't think that since that day could be Adar, it's a good reason to make it Adar. Taina Mehachi. As Shmuel says, however, royal covenants. Rav Shimon Yehuda, he convinced them to make a Pesach Sheni. Heichidami, Arvashi. It was a situation. It was 50-50. But if you combine the women, now you have mostly Tahar. And not only do you have Tyrim, now you have majority Tyrim. Because of it, his original thinking was Nashim Barishan, the Chiyuv of women in Karban Pesach. Women are absolutely obligated to bring Karban Pesach. So now we have a situation that it's only Miyutim Tameim. And when we have only minority Tamei, Miyutim Mitzchel Pesach Sheni, so let the people who are Tamei bring Pesach Sheni, and everybody else bring Pesach Rishon. However, then he came to the recognition, the Noshim Rishon Rishus, that they're not obligated to bring a Karban Pesach, so they're not taken into the calculation, is most of Klai Yisrael Tamei or Tar, and therefore it was a situation of Tameim Ruba, and as we've been learning, Ruba Lai Mitzchel Pesach Sheni, and that was his mistake, by telling them to wait for Pesach Sheni, when they shouldn't have. We know that many places have the minig, in a leap year, they add in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh the words L'chaparas Pesha. Actually, the three Minhagim. One minig is to say it all the time. Another minig is to say during a leap year. And a third minig is to say it only till Nisan of a leap year. What are the three minhagim? What is the basis to the three minhagim? So my farshim explain as follows. The first minig says we don't find that you should differentiate between Rosh Chodesh of a leap year and not a leap year. The kapara special, Klal Yisrael always needs a kapara, always needs forgiveness. That's the first minig. The second minig is that if you count all of the brachas in that tefillah, there are 12. But a leap year, there are 30 months. So we have to add l'chaparas pesha, because this year there are 30 months, so we have 13 brachas corresponding to the 13 months. But what's the minig only till Nisan? So Mefarshim explained, as we've been learning in our Gemara, it's possible to clear a year a leap year and make a mistake. Chizkiyah might have made a mistake in declaring the year a leap year. So, till when can you declare a year a leap year? As we're learning, only until Nisan. Once Nisan comes, they couldn't declare the year a leap year. So until Nisan, where there was a possibility that they declared the year a leap year, and they made a mistake in declaring the year a leap year, so we daven l'chaparas pesha. If we made a mistake in declaring a year a leap year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive that sin. After Nisan, they wouldn't have declared it a leap year anyway anymore, as our Gemara says. So they don't have to say l'chaparas pesha anymore.